John and Saul while walking along, a lame man begging alms by the gate. Straightway they told, we've no silver or gold, but for you a great treasure awaits. Now such as I have give I thee in the name of our Lord. Rise up and walk, and be not amazed that a cripple was raised. It's through Jesus we do great things. Great things are in store for the child of the Lord.
And that they are. Oh, I'm telling you, I think we don't realize how close we are to the imminent return of Christ. Well, I hope you're doing well. Robert Jones filling in for Pastor Barton here today. And we've got a lot to talk about in the short 34 minutes that we have left. Stay tuned. Well, I hope you had a good start to your work week on this Monday, January the 18th. How about that? And 18 days into this year. And it seems like time is going by quickly, doesn't it? And I hope that you've had a good day. It's been a great day. And may I say, it was a slick start to the day. We'll get more on that here in just a moment. Well, we want to say thank you to some folks that stood with us. AM 720, WGCR is being sponsored in honor of Jessica Davis' sixth spiritual birthday. Well, I say amen to that, don't you? I think that's a good thing to be honoring. I'm grateful for that and pray that it's been a good day for you, Jessica. Thank you, by the way, for standing with us on the AM dial. FM 94.9 in the Anchor Baptist Broadcasting Network, which includes WGCR.net, the preaching, music, and the video channel, we didn't have anybody standing with us today, but we want to thank folks that do stand with us on financially and also prayerfully for the radio station. It takes a collective group all around, and we appreciate that a great deal, and please be praying about Share-a-thon this year, and it'll be all virtual. And somebody asked me what I thought about that. Well, it is what it is. I do know that, and so I do know that, and we're planning and doing everything we can. And for those that usually watch it by the way of the internet, nothing's going to change. As a matter of fact, we're hoping to up it, you know, even more this Share-a-thon. So pray for the team that's working and laboring. We got a lot of things happening behind the scenes already for that, and so we're especially during the night hours, we might have some nostalgia video for some folks to watch. And so we were watching some of the old Share-a-thon videos. I mean, old. I was asking them. I said, "Who's that?" And they were telling me it was this one and that one. I'm like, "Wow!" And Pastor Adcock getting beside himself at the mic, and you know, Brother Bain was there, Harlan Barnett, and others. It was just a time of going back and reminiscing. And may I say, I appreciate those days back then. But may I say, I appreciate those days today. And you say, why is that? Well, the same God that was in Share-a-thon 1991 is the same God that'll be in 2021. And we were watching videos of somebody panned a video over at the double wide over there off of Everett Road, and they were panning the fields. And when they panned them back in 91, there was no houses in those fields. All the trees on the side of the road wasn't even there. If you go by the tower site and you got all those trees, that back in 91, there was not one tree there on the side of the road. And there was houses that wasn't even in those fields, and there was round bales of hay at the tower site. So, yeah, it goes back, and the creeks and all that was down through there, and just, what is that, 30 years? Yeah, 30 years. It'll be 30 years that video was shot over there at the double wide, and all that was going on, and the double wide was packed full of people and the Spirit of God. Well, can I say God is the same God that was there in 1991 is the same God that's alive and doing well in 2021? So we really was just reminiscing. I was watching it, just enjoying it, really just enjoying it. So appreciate folks that stand with us, not only on the AM, but also on the FM Anchor Baptist Broadcasting Network and WGCR.net, the preaching music and the video channel. And we're asking folks to really be praying for this share-a-thon this year and all that'll be going on and taking place. And so, yeah, we're excited. We're excited, that's for sure. Well, we don't have nobody on our birthday or anniversary list here today. And you know, anybody's having a birthday or anniversary, we'd be honored to share it with you today and honored to celebrate it with you here today. Well, we started out this morning at 32 degrees. We made it up to 49 here this morning, and we had a low. Well, when I got here, we were at 32, and when I took the readings, it was at 34. Boy, howdy. We went to bed last night after church, and then we wake up this morning with snow. Yeah, I don't know where that one come from, but boy, did it make a mess this morning. We had wrecks on the interstate. We had the ramp there at 31.5 mile marker. There were 26 goes on to I-40 westbound. It was closed almost for 5 hours this morning due to a wreck. There was a pretty good wreck on I-26 westbound there just before the Fletcher exit. There was some slick conditions on the upper end of Transylvania County today. The roads, when I left coming in, I filled in for Brian this morning. He'll be back tomorrow, by the way, and I drove, left the house, and it was solid snow on the roads. Some places, I would probably guess, you know, a little bit better than a dusting. Some just got a dusting. Here at the station, we just had just a few flakes on the ground, nothing really major. It would just really depend on where you're at, what you got. Buncombe County had some snow up there. I do know that the up around Haywood County, up in the gorge this morning, they had some, pretty good snow up there. Looking at the cameras up in the gorge, all the snow is melted up there. And like everywhere else, it's pretty much gone. There's some residual there at mile marker 27 there on I-40 off on the shoulders. Looking at the North Carolina, it's drivenc.gov if you're wondering where I'm looking at these cameras. Drivenc.gov. And so up there, up around Waynesville, still a little bit of snow on the shoulders, not bad. And I-26 here in the Hendersonville, Buncombe County area, all that is, I'm not seeing no snow on the shoulders at all. But it did cause some issues with some black ice. 64 up to Sapphire and Cashiers was a little rough. Appreciate all the DOT workers and getting the roads back in condition and salting and all that you did. Thank you for doing that. 215 was a little rough. Frozen Creek in those areas was, had some slick spots. And downtown Brevard had some slick spots. And 280 in those areas had some scattered places this morning. But I don't know. I knew nothing about that one, to be honest with you. So, but it was nice to see, and nice to see it go away. That's the way I like it. Just go away on the snow. I had my white Christmas. I'm happy. Well, I hope that you've everybody else is having a good day. And Gillette, Wyoming still has snow. Well, yeah, y'all are supposed to, aren't you? matter of fact, brother, I am not selfish at all. Brother, if you don't mind, you just keep it up there. Ken Trivett put out a picture today. He said, we haven't seen much of this winter. And they haven't seen much snow up on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. But boy, did they get the wind over the weekend and last week. They had some gusts. Some of the areas up there in Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, wind gust of 105 miles an hour. There was a steeple on a church that got blown off, and then it blew it in the road. So there was some damage to that steeple. I don't know what it's going to take to get that thing back up and to fix that steeple, but that's a mission church out there, and so you'd be praying about that if you don't mind. And so I don't know what the need is or anything like that for that, but a good man of God and a good church. And, 105 miles an hour just ripped the steeple off the roof. Yeah, that's hurricane force winds, by the way. And it was sustained. Some of them winds were 60, 65 miles sustained, not just gusts, sustained winds out there. And so be praying about that. But, well, brother, I hate that you still got snow out there. I'm not envious at all. Amen. Well, I hope that you had a good time in the house of the Lord on yesterday. And Pastor Barton, he's in Puerto Rico. and they had a great service on yesterday. He was on morning devotion. He did a live call-in from Puerto Rico. Yeah, with all the birds and everything outside. He said it was 80-something degrees. And here we are messing with 32 and snow. I don't know about you. I was sort of like to be around that 80-degree temperature. But it sounded like they had a great day yesterday. And they had I think they honored Brother Daniels and 40 years in the ministry. And then they're having their missions conference. So Pastor kicked that meeting off yesterday. And then he is trying to find a place to put the Sea Hope in Puerto Rico. And how that could be such an instrumental place. I would ask that you'd pray about that, about Sea Hope, of finding a place that they could put the boat and that it'll be reasonably priced. I'd just like to see God just work out something just miraculous, to be honest with you, and He can. And to be able to do that and to be able to go to Venezuela, the Caribbean islands, and it's really right. Puerto Rico is right center of where it needs to be, and then it can get to anywhere within a few days, right where it's at, and be an instrumental part of the ministry. And it's already proven to be instrumental. It took a load of rice down to Haiti and helped there. It's done some other. I think there's some other things that it's done, and so we're grateful for the Sea Hope, and I got a feeling that God's going to probably even use that even more in the days ahead. And then that missions conference down there in Puerto Rico and all the nationals that are coming in, I don't know where they're all coming in, but I will say I think Pastor's supposed to be back at drive time on Friday, and I will say this, he'll probably have a lot to say when he gets back, so... Of course, I'm sure he will. There's a lot going on this week in our world, that is for sure. Well, we appreciate 4412. Thank you for the kind words and for the text. And God bless Israel, and may I say amen to that. That is for sure. I pray you had a good time in the house of the Lord. I know a lot of churches are outside services. I know some are just virtual. And but we're praying for you pastors in these days, trying days. I was talking to a director of missions for another mission board today, and was just seeing how they're doing, and had some questions for him, and he says just had a lot of meetings canceled here of late just because of the virus, and pray for all these evangelists and all the needs that's coming before them. I know a lot of folks when this virus hit, there was a great outreach to them. Well, may I say in the days we're living. Probably a great need now with meetings being canceled and things of that nature with the virus going on. So I would ask that you'd remember these missionaries trying to on deputation and that they're trying to raise their support, and then also some others, evangelists and missions and a lot of things going on. So remember them if you don't mind. But we appreciate filling in for Pastor Barton on yesterday. We had Landon Harris out of Mount Sinai Baptist Church. He serves there under Pastor Rudy Smith, and I appreciate him. Boy, what a message there. He preached out of Matthew 9 on pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest. And he expounded on the scriptures before it. And just an outstanding job that he did, and helped me. I was supposed to be up in Glenville yesterday morning and Hamburg, and because of the snow, it canceled the meeting. So I was here at Anchor yesterday morning, and I don't like losing meetings, but it's just the way it is. God's in control, but I wouldn't want to miss that meeting. That message for nothing. There's sermons, and then there's times there's those messages, and that's a message. And so I appreciate Landon coming yesterday, filling in for Pastor Barton, and appreciate the Lord meeting with us yesterday morning. And I just got some help, and then we filled in for Pastor last night and preaching on missions. This is our mission month here at Anchor, and so all the messages are geared around missions. And so we appreciate what the Lord done last night and stirred. I believe God stirred my heart, if not nothing else, and I know He stirred some others. But I preached on the three Thanksgivings of faith promise. And just just God helped me and to encourage me to go further with the gospel and missions and all that. So we enjoyed yesterday, just tremendous time in the house of the Lord, and hope that you've had a good day as well. Well, I saw this headline today, and we'll talk a little bit about this, and I guess more, well, it always concerns me, and it should concern everybody, really, because it affects everybody. This is going to be a big week, I know, and probably a lot of questions on the hearts of people, and a lot of misinformation out there, and, you know, a lot of speculation and things of that nature. We've been asked a lot of questions here, and if we had the answers, I promise you, and if it was for the safety of our country, we would tell you. I promise you. I mean, Pastor Barton would probably call from Puerto Rico and do a live call in and do an update of some things. But we don't know, you know, what this week. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of speculation. There'll probably be a lot of media-driven news going on, and which it already is. They pick and choose different things that they're going to report. They've been doing that for years, you know, and that's pretty much across the board of that. There's things that's been happening, but one headline today, and we'll talk about this today, really perked my interest, and that is of illegal immigrants. The president-elect Biden, during his campaign, made this statement that he's going to roll back the Trump administration orders on illegal immigrants, and I will probably say that they are going to allow. I think there's 11 million. I think that's what I read. There's 11 million undocumented immigrants, and probably plus. I think that's probably a very low number and plus. And that they're going to, of course, they're going to stop building the border wall. They are saying that he's going to offer amnesty to 11 million undocumented immigrants, and you know how they're going to vote. That's going to be an ambitious plan that they say will be announced in recent days. But there is what they call a caravan of people that is working their way up through. They're at the Mexican border. There is at least, I think they say, at least three different caravans of thousands of people that is trying to work their way to the U.S. border. They say that there is at least 7,000 to 8,000 people caravan from Hondurans that have come to Biden's pro-illegal immigrants America. And they are telling them to hold up. Well, I wish they would just think about everything. Okay, and just in a little bit of time I have left, what would this cause if this was come? Well, it would cause a great health scare to our nation. These folks that are coming in, I would dare say that none of them are vaccine. They have no vaccines, shots that all of our children have to go through. And then you got to prove that you got those to go to school. You got to show your immunization records and all that. And I know there's some others that, you know, different things that's out there. So, but I'm just talking about the majority. So it would definitely bring in a lot of different, I guess you could say, viruses, sicknesses, ailments, things of that nature that would be brought into our country. So it would put a huge, I guess you could say, a very huge burden to our health care. And of course, they'll come in and get free health care. So if you want to talk about money, it'll do that too. Our school systems will be inundated with this. And we've got school systems that are not even hardly capable of handling everything we got now. And then you add in millions and millions of this and more because they're going to open the borders. It will put a huge burden on our school systems across the board. This is not only talking about that, but how about the criminals? Undocumented criminals, and it's been proven, people they deport back, get back into our country, or those that have been arrested and they let them go and they just go out and just do it all over again. And tragically, many folks have lost their lives because their lives was cut short either by a very violent crime. And I'm not going to say that all of them are all criminals, but you do know that there's going to be criminals that will be intertwined in all of this. And their whole motivation is to do that, is to commit crime. So it will put a huge burden on our police system, and I guess you could say our law system, of jails and courts and things of that nature. And oh, by the way, they're not going to have no money to pay for a lawyer, so you'll know who will pay for that. It'll be us. How about the welfare? You know, they'll come in. Well, you know they're not going to have jobs. So our welfare system will be definitely inundated with that. And you know, we're sitting at $27 trillion in is that right? U.S. national debt, is that, am I correct on that? That's 100,000 million billions. Yeah, $27 trillion in debt. The debt per citizen, and this is for all your children and grandchildren that don't even have debt, but the debt per citizen is sitting at $84,017. Debt per taxpayer, if you're a taxpayer, and you know a lot of these folks are not even paying taxes, they're here illegally. Can I say that the debt per taxpayer is right under of a quarter of $1 million debt per taxpayer right now? That's where it's at. That is a U.S. national debt. That is where we're at right now. And it is climbing. And then they're going to add another almost $2 trillion to this U.S. national debt here real soon if it gets through the votes and what Biden's wanting to do and up the unemployment benefits to $300 to $400. And can I say, a lot of folks that are getting benefits, I appreciate that they're there, and they're there for some folks that's never been on unemployment. I do know that, so don't think I'm being mean, but may I say, there's people who make a living on unemployment, and they say, I can make more money sitting at home, and they know how to work the system, and they're going to take it from $300 to $400 that they're going to get for unemployment for just sitting at the house. And may I say, they're just paying them to do that, and then trying to get them to go back in the workforce, you know, for, you know, they're probably going to bring home probably, you know, quite a few $100 a week to sit at home, and they're going to say, I'm going to go work and make less than that. Well, they're not going to do that. No incentive to go back to work. And then, of course, all the junk that they're wanting to put in this new $1.9 trillion bill that they're wanting to pass real quickly, and, of course, they're wanting to put $1,400 and more in the stimulus. And I know some folks could use that. And I do know that. There's quite a few folks that could use that money. They're just barely making it by. So I don't think I'm hard-hearted on that. But you add all the immigrants that are coming, and these are the ones that they know about. And what they're doing is saying, you have promised that once you're in office, you're going to open the borders. I'm going to be able to walk right on in. And there's nothing you can do about that. Well, this is what's coming. And it's coming. Unless he just does a broken promise. But this big caravan coming, and I love souls. I'd like to see them all get saved by the grace of God. I do. And there's nothing would excite me more to see somebody get saved by God's grace. But all I got to say, if you're going to come to America, do it right. There is a legal way of doing it. There's a reason why they're called illegal aliens, is because they got here illegally. And if I break the law, I did something illegal. And you see what's going on in the news of everybody that, and it made me mad what they did to our Capitol, because that's our taxpaying money that done that. But you know what they're doing? They're arresting them because of what they done illegally, because they're illegal. And yet you will slap the hands of one and then not do anything to the other because they come in illegally. May I say that they're going to give this asylum to the first 11 million. And after the first 11 million, you want to guess how many new illegal immigrants there will be by 2024? If there's 11 million now, how many more? And all these folks are coming, and it will put a strain on our country. I mean, if they come in and go to work and be law-abiding citizens and taxpayers, be different. But a lot of them are not doing that. They're not doing that. And so there's some things coming that I think we need to be concerned over. So continue to pray for our country. And continue to pray for all the things that's going on. And but there is quite a few. So sort of concerns me. You'll get to a breaking point, and there's no breaking point. You can't come back. That's it. I mean, our nation is our debt in our nation is really getting to that point where it's. And if I can, and I say this, and I've got to go. That if there's any way, and I talked to an official last year, and he passed away to COVID not too long ago. Dear man of God, he served up in a mid-central state, great representative, preacher. Preached in nursing homes and different things of that nature. Dear man of God, he died, but he said this. This is what he told me before he died. He said, if you can get out of debt, I'd encourage it. So can I encourage you? If you can get out of debt, I would. I would highly recommend it in these days. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. I would ask that you'd pray for some folks that had funerals today. Ask God to comfort them and help them in these days as well. Also, would you remember all the things that's going on around our world? Pray about this week. I mean, I know there's a lot going on. I know everybody has desires and all the things that's going on. But, you know, the things that are going on in our day, the gospel don't stop. And maybe it is that we just get our focus on the gospel in these days ahead. And seeing how many folks we can get that gospel to and put a high emphasis on evangelizing this world with the gospel. Then also, would you remember some other needs that are before us and God knows about? I've got some burdens on our heart as well. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We praise you, we honor, and we adore you. And Lord, we give you the glory for a good weekend, a good time in the house of the Lord. And Lord, we just rejoice in the good hand of God. But Lord, as we come to you today, Lord, we also come to you those that are bereaved today that had funerals for loved ones. Would you comfort them in these days? Help them, I do pray. Lord, I pray for those that are facing uncertain days. And Lord, there is going to be uncertain days in our country, no doubt. But Lord, I pray we'd get our eyes off this world and get our eyes on the author and the finisher of our faith, and that's Jesus. So Lord, we're looking to you. And Lord, we're asking that even so, in these days, even so, come quickly. So Lord, I pray we'd make our best days profitable for the gospel's sake, and do all we can while we can. For Lord, we do realize that the imminent return of Christ is drawing near. Lord, we do love you. We thank you, we praise you, we honor, and we adore you. Save that one that's nearest hell, and we'll give you the glory. For we'd ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, I hope you have a great day. Lord willing, back here tomorrow during drive time.
WGCR AM 720 Pisgah Forest now concludes its broadcast day. Join us on 94.9 FM or WGCR.net for continuous broadcasting 24 hours a day.